Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the center fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third, the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second, the third baseman, Maury Wills. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dennis Ribbent. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Dennis Ribbent. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Ribbent covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente takes first base on ball four. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek bunts towards the mound. Ribbent fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is walked intentionally. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Laplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Laplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laplau is 0-for-1 in the game. Laplau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Laplau reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ribbent moves to second. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Alou moves to second. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to third. Wills moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cranepool. The throw from May and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-0 in the game. Buchek hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Laplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenon strikes out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente, who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops it up and throws to first, with ribbon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-1 in the game. Buchek hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Clemente is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaver is hit by the pitch. Sullivan moves to second. Jerry Grode pinch runs for John Sullivan. Tommy Reynolds pinch runs for Tom Seaver. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Luplow is hit by the pitch. Grode moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Jerry Grode now catching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 2 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butchek is 0 for 2 in the game. Butchek hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Butchek covering, for the out. Alou moves to second. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to third. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stargell is walked intentionally. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie misplays the ball. That's an error on Allie. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor bunts towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Luplow is walked intentionally. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-4 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing shortstop. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-3 in the game. Alley bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Buchek covering, for the out. Clendenin moves to second. One out. Andre Rogers pinch hits for Jerry May. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Dennis Ribbent. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is walked intentionally. Don Shaw now pitching. Manny Mota pinch hits for Matty Alou. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing center field. Roy Face now pitching. Jesse Gonder now catching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-3 in the game. Buchek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stargell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buček settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 1, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.